Blog Talk Radio.
Blogtalkradio.com and the host, Evangelist Hannah. I'm going to just give honor to them, and I'm filling in for Apostle Carl Flowers, Restorers of the Path to Dwell In, right out of Chicago, Illinois, with Mr. Johnny Miller. So we just want to give honor to them, the great men and women of God that forerunner for the kingdom and just moving out into the streets and the byways and highways and trying to take back our cities and our land was due to us. So I just want to give honor to my Lord Jesus Christ, to my wife, Minister Marcia Miller. And we're praying today, and the Lord do have a word for his people. And I was driving, and I barely could drive. Just thinking about it, I was so excited, you know, to what God was going to speak today. And I had to almost pull over because I got to break it down. And my heart was just after just crushing for the people of God and the streets and where we at now in this day and age. And so today the Lord was dealing with me about strict obedience. And if you have your Bible, I also want to acknowledge all the listeners, the internet listeners, the landline listeners, those who listen on cell phones and any other streaming device. Facebook, however you're listening, I call it Facebook because we're gonna, you know, take over that too. So just give honor to those that's listening, and I pray that there will be a word for you, and this will be a timely word for you. And so I want to just go into prayer before I speak. Father God, we just thank you right now, Father. We exalt your name, Father, on high, Father. I just pray, Lord God, for the listeners, Father, wherever they may be, Father, in their cars, Father, at work, Father. Lord God, in the midst of turmoil, Father, in the middle of uncomfortable situations, Father. Lord God, I just pray for them right now, Father. I pray, Lord God, that you would just reach them, Father, through the airways, Father. Lord God, that you would reach their situations, Father. Lord God, that you would just give them a word, Father, to launch them out into the deep, Father. Lord God, we just pray, Father, Father, against the lines, Father, any distractions that the enemy may come, Father, to come against the people, Father, from hearing a word from you, Father. Lord God, we just send forth the angels, Father. Lord God, to surround your people, Father. Lord God, to surround their hearing, Father, their ear path, Father, their eyes, Father. Lord God, that you will just be able to penetrate their heart, Father, and bring a seed, Father, a peace, Father, into their situation, into the atmosphere, Father. Lord God, we just pray, Father, for those that are bound, that are, Lord God, that can't get free, Father. We just pray that they will be loose, Father. Lord God, as we obey you, Father, and walk into obedience, Father, and preach the gospel, Father, all over their land, Father. Lord God, we just bind the enemy, Father. We uproot, Father, strife, Father. Lord God, we uproot all tactics, Father, that he will bring against us, Father. And Lord God, we just plant seeds, Father. Seeds of peace, Father. Seeds of freedom, Father. Lord God, for your people, Father. And Lord God, I just pray, Lord God, that you would just speak through me, Father. For I know that I don't have the words, Father, to set people free, Father. It is not Johnny, Father. But Lord, it's your word, Father. Lord God, let your word penetrate, Father, your people, Father, and Lord God, and just remove all the scales, Father, off their eyes, Father, that they may see, Father, what you is bringing, Lord God, to them, Father, to just bring them forth, Father, in this day, Father, Lord God, to be disciples, Father, Lord God, to be in your kingdom, Father, Lord God, just be our righteousness tonight, Father, Lord God, heal your people today, Father. Be Jehovah Rapha, Father, tonight, Father. Be their banner, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And, Lord God, we just honor you, Father. I invite you on the airways right now, Father. I invite you, Father, in our homes, Father, in our cars, Father, outside, Father. Lord God, that every ear, Father, hear your word, Father. Lord God, would take the vision and run with it, Father. They will be transformed, Father. They will not be the same, Father, tomorrow, Father, but they will be changed, Father. Lord God, that they will be refreshed, Father. They will be renewed and restored, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord God, we just thank you, and I just honor you right now, Father. And Lord God, we just give you all the glory, Father. Lord God, and we just praise you. We honor you, Father, for just who you are, Father. Lord God, just for who you are, Father. You brung us through many battles, Father. We know it wasn't us, Father, but it was you, Father. Lord God, when we was in darkness, Father, we know it was you, Father. It was your grace and mercy, Father, that says no, Father. And you protected us, Father, because you wanted to give us the opportunity, Father, to come into your kingdom, Father, to know you, Father. And Lord God, we just praise you right now, Father, in Jesus' name. Let the saints say amen. Hallelujah. I just thank God. I'm so stirred in my spirit. Trying to be still. I'm pacing right now, so y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me. I don't run down the street nowhere and get a ticket. So, But I want you to turn your Bibles to Luke 5. Talking about the calling of the first disciples. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And today I was sharing with my wife about complete obedience. We can't halfway obey God and expect godly results. or kingdom results. A lot of us, God called us to do things, and we're halfway moving. We're halfway, you know, we're barely moving, barely can get us off our couches and just, you know, be an impact in the world. And we expect God to just rain on us, and we're quoting all the scriptures, and Lord, you promised this, and Lord, you promised that. And he said, I also told you I had a work for you to do. I told you to do something. So we're going to talk about Peter right now. And my wife's going to read for us real quick.
Luke in chapter 5, from verses 1 to verse 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats and went belonging to Simon and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man. For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. And Jesus said unto Simon, don't be afraid. From now on you will catch men. So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him.
Praise the Lord for the reading of the word. Hallelujah. I just want you to just ask yourself, why should you let your nets go? Hallelujah, hallelujah. It said they had let their nets go. And one reason why they had to let their nets go is because he don't want to share his glory. The nets represent your past. It represents your old life, the old man. And you can't walk around with your past and bring it into your future. It'll weigh you down. So it said they let their nets go and followed him. And some of us, you know, we want to still hold on our nets and follow God. Like, you know, Lord, I know you want me to follow you, but I want to bring this with me. I want to carry this with me. I want to carry this load, this burden, my past hurt, what people said about me. I want to bring this into the ministry. I want to bring this with me, and you can't do that. You have to let it go. You have to let your nets go. Let the past go so you can move forward, because he's bringing you into the new. Hallelujah. He's bringing you into the new. There's something fresh for you. So you have to obey the call. Don't go back to your nets. A lot of us, we're going back to our nets. God started leading us. He started blessing us, and soon a storm hit us. We're not fully grounded. We're not really rooted, because we've been building our houses on sand instead of the kingdom of God, instead of Christ. So soon a storm hits, we're already shaken up. We're already discouraged. We're ready to throw in the towel. Hallelujah. We already given up. We got everybody praying for us. We got everybody prophesying for us. We got 10 people prophesying different things to us. Instead of holding on to that one prophecy that you got from your grandmother, instead of holding on to that one prophecy that God gave you in a dream, gave you when you was a little child, you gotta use what you got. Some of us, we look for new weapons. We're looking for new gears. We're looking for new opportunities. We're looking for new churches. We look for new buildings. We want to advance, but we can't even use what we got in our hand. Because we're still holding on to nets. And when the storm comes, we ain't already given up. We got to be grounded and rooted as a body. We got to know that these storms is really making us. We're being squeezed and we're being tested and tried. That we can glorify the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I always say that we got to embrace the storm. We got to embrace the storm. It's part of our building up. It's going to be part of your character. It's going to be part of your new personality. God's giving you a new personality. And it's called the fruits of the Spirit. Hallelujah. It's called in love, joy, long-suffering. And we can't even long-suffer. Soon something comes, we already gave up. We're ready to pass the baton to the next person. You know what? I quit. What about that vision? And you got to ask yourself, do you really believe? And I think that's part of it. We don't really believe. So we're still holding on the past. So we need a little comfort just in case this don't work out. We need something to hold on just in case God don't come through like he said. Because we don't really believe. Hallelujah. And God is trying to get us out of our comfort zone. And I'm speaking in general, but at the same time, it's for the body. And I'm aware of those that maybe not even believers. So, you know, I'm praying that God will have I'll be able to still give a word that will help them out too. But as believers, we got to get out of our comfort zone. There's too many dead churches. We got to reignite the fire. When God first visited you, when you was a kid, and I remember when we was younger, the children, the whole church be on a fast. 5 years old, eating fruits and vegetables at the church. People coming in from school, coming in from work, they don't go straight home, watch TV. We went straight to church, got on our knees, fasted and prayed, and sometimes we didn't leave till 5 o'clock in the morning. We got to get that fire back. We got to go back to the days of old. When we were so excited about what God was doing for us, we couldn't wait to tell our neighbors. We couldn't wait to tell people what God did for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now it's like, oh, God did this for me, and we're quiet about it. We don't really tell nobody about it. We just sit back, we're spectating. What about when God delivered you from alcohol? There shouldn't be no more alcoholics on the street. If we just remember what God did for us, we should be everywhere preaching the gospel, telling what God did for us. You don't have nothing else to say, speak your testimony. That is one of your greatest weapons is your testimony. A lot of people say, I don't know what God called me to do in the ministry. I don't know what is my purpose. Your purpose is to share your testimony, what God did for you, how he brought you out of Egypt into the promised land, what you have to do, what you have to endure. Hallelujah. We got to stand up. We wasn't weak in the streets. We wasn't weak in the world. We was up all night partying. Music was loud. Didn't nobody say, hey, can you turn that down? That's too loud. That Lil Wayne is too loud. Just turn it down a little bit. About to heat you in there sweating all night, about to pass out. We was bold in the streets. We told him, soon somebody said something, we were snapping. And now God deliver us, and we're quiet. We're shy. We're scared of persecution. You wasn't scared in the streets. The enemy had you. 2 seconds from shooting you, getting drunk, overdosing on drugs. You wasn't shy about that. We got to rise up and be soldiers. God is calling a people a soldier. This is supposed to be the army of the Lord. And then the world is coming to the churches, and we don't have no answer. We don't have nothing for them because we won't tell our testimony. When the world comes into the church, we should have an answer. We are God's answer to the people, to the lost. We are the salt of the world. We are the light. When the world comes in, we should be ready. We should be on our post as soldiers. We should be ready to prophesy, to speak into their life, to tell our testimonies, to upbuild them. But no, we're judging them. Oh, that's another drunk. Oh, they don't want nothing. They just want to get this food out of our pantry. We need help. I'm praying daily for this nation because we're on the wrong path. The church is one body. We're divided right now. Everybody got their titles up, glorifying their names. And you come in there, there's no fire. Where's the presence of God? I'd rather have the presence of God and be in the dark. That to be in with all the glamour, with all the titles, with all the big shots. We got VIP sermons now. We're selling our sermons. We're using the tithes and the offerings to fund our business. The tithes are for the elders. The tithes are for the hungry. The tithes are for the poor. The tithes are for the nation that needs it. And then they will say, these are the sons of the Most High God. Because I don't know nobody else that would do that for me. I can't believe that brother fed me that, gave me that money, gave me his clothes. Hallelujah. Thank God, because God delivered me. I grew up in the church. My dad was a minister. My mom was a minister. And God, you know, my father left when I was at an early age in Chicago, one of the worst neighborhoods in Chicago, 107th and State Street. They call it the Wild Hundreds. Shooting everywhere. Can't even walk to the store. But God brought us through that because I had a praying mother. Hallelujah. I had a praying mother that won't give up on us. While we out in the club, she was on her face. She was on her knees praying out for our souls. Hallelujah. And I would never forget coming in the house drunk and high to see my mom laying on the floor praying for us. She would not go to sleep until we came in the house. Hallelujah. We need to stand up. You need to fight for your family. Don't let the enemy just come in and take your family and split your family up. And you said, oh, they're going to get what they deserve. Oh, God is working with them. No, you need to fight for your family. Keep struggling. Persevere. Pray sweat and blood. Christ agonized in prayer. The blood's coming out of his face. He agonized. He didn't do no five-step prayer. And got up and left. And said, well, I'm going to let the Spirit deal with the rest. Oh, they rebellious, you know, let me just go on and go. No, he agonized. We're in a battle. We're in a war. And a lot of us is sleeping. And it's time for the church to arise. Come out of your slumber. The enemy has blinded us. We're allowing anything in the churches now. We need somebody to stand in the gap, to stand up. To say, no, not this church, not this house, not this city. We will not allow it. Hallelujah. The enemy is toying with us. We have a short time to preach the gospel, to deal with our families. We have a short time. And we're laying back. We all in luxury now. So we on the church payroll. Now we're on church payroll. We got our house. We got our car. So we don't need to witness no more. We don't got to tell nobody our testimony because they see that car. That's a blessing right there. God, he's anointed. No, you need to go out and tell your testimony. Tell what God did for you. Every believer has a work. God is calling us to launch out into the deep. Peter, they was on the boat. They was trying to catch fish. They couldn't catch none all night. Christ came on the boat and said, go out into the deep. Now cast your net. They went out to the deep. They cast their net. There was so much fish, the nets was breaking. And what God is saying, you was doing it by yourself for a long time. First, it was your effort. It was just you. It was your knowledge. It was your degree. You was doing ministry with your wisdom. But my wisdom is greater than all. My thoughts is higher than yours. Build a foundation upon me. I am the cornerstone. Hallelujah. But he's saying, now go out to the deep, because now the Spirit is with you. Now go see what you can catch. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you know Christ, you've got to launch out to the deep. He's saying, go out, step out on faith. We need faith. We need to be obedient. Those visions that God's giving you, step out. So there's consequences for disobedience. There are consequences, and we kind of tore back and forth with the law and it's in the New Testament. There's consequences. You see it everywhere you go. Your family is all broken up because of your disobedience. You know God told you to minister to that cousin, to that brother. But no, we kind of allow the culture to take us. We're following the culture. We're following the man-made stuff. The man-made religion, the man-made thinking. God is trying to break us from out of that, because there's lost people. We can't witness to them if the church is lost. We're blind. Sometimes we got to go out into the world and get help from the world. They're funding our churches now. We're supposed to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We're still under Pharaoh's grip. You can't hold your net and follow God. You need to total surrender. Your nets represent yourself. But now you have Christ. You is a new man. And sometimes the devil, he will provide the boat for you. He'll provide the boat for you. Here, come on. I got you. You need a ride? Come on. And everything looks good. Oh, this must be God. But you have to pay the fare in the end. When it's all said and done, you're going to have to pay the fare. To whom much is given, much is required. Luke 12:48. A vision without a plan is just a dream. Now you're born again. We all been believers for many years, and we still don't have a plan together. We're just dreaming. We're moving into yesterday's dream. God is calling us to move forward, to advance forward. Hallelujah. We need to really dig deep. Get back into fasting and prayer. Get with your brothers and sisters in Christ and fast together. Somebody's sick. Fast for that person so they get healed. That's the faith we had back in the day. You don't see it no more. Somebody was sick, you would fast until they get their healing. You would just pray them on out. Now we do a little quick little hocus-pocus prayer and just expect something to happen. No, we got to dig deep. Lunch into the deep. Walk with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, God said, don't go back to your next. Don't go back to what I deliver you from. Hallelujah. We have to learn to be obedient. Christ Christ learned obedience through what he went through. Hebrews 5:8. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And also Hebrews 2:10. For it was fitting that he, for whom and by whom all things exist, and bringing many sons to glory, should make the founder of their salvation perfect through suffering. But we don't want to go through nothing. How could you expect to follow Christ and not have no trial when he just told us this? We're perfected through this suffering. It builds your character. It gives you strength to go through something. Now you see your brothers and sisters out there. Now you have the strength to bring them on out. Hallelujah. Now you have strength. But we can't help nobody. You know, I always say if you ain't been through nothing, ain't nothing you can really tell me. You can't really help me if you ain't been through nothing. I don't need another perfect preacher to preach to me. Send somebody that's been through something, that's been through the rain, that's been through the fire, that can tell me I've been there and done that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So Christ learned obedience through his suffering. To complete the obedience that becomes our righteousness. Hallelujah. We got to be obedient to the point of death. Like Stephen. You know, the disciples all persecuted to the point of death. They followed him to the point of death. But we get a little scratched and we just crumble. And the world is laughing at us. Oh, I know what that pastor just did. You know, they laughing at us. We need to exalt God. We need to become soldiers. We need to be like him, be in his image. He was a soldier to go through what he went through. Came off the cross. Hallelujah. Obedience is ultimate worship. So you're worshiping in your obedience. You're acknowledging, you're honoring God with your obedience. Hallelujah. There's many times we have to sacrifice ourselves for other people, for those that's in the streets to sacrifice. But don't stop there with your sacrifice. Obey the word of the Lord first. Hallelujah. I'm just kind of thinking about, I think it was, was it Samuel? I think it was Samuel. It is, was it more Saul? You know, what is more important? Is it our sacrifices, our burnt offerings, or is it obeying God and what he called us to do? Hallelujah. I just want to encourage the body. Just don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. It's not too late. You have given up and you threw in the towel. You said it's too late. The enemy said it's checkmate. But God said, I got one more move for you. Hallelujah. God said, I got one more move for you if you just trust me and believe. If you'll just launch it to the deep. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. While I was driving today, I was just sensing the hurting people and those that, I don't know, for some reason, maybe because it's my testimony, I used to drink. I was out there. And I was going into the deep, a whole different deep. I was wild. I had all kind of titles. I had all kind of nicknames, and Now God delivering me. My heart breaks for those that's on drugs, that's giving up. A lot of it's rejection. A lot of it's because what people spoke in our life as children. Those are strongholds. Those things that influenced you when you was a kid. You got too many kids. You're going to be just like your daddy. You ain't going to make it. You ain't going to never graduate. Those are strongholds. Those are seeds. And it's witchcraft. Those negative words, it's witchcraft. It's seeds. They take root. And it start manifesting. You got to pass those strongholds like, no, it stops here. It stops with me. It stops with this generation. Hallelujah. I am the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God will hold up a standard against him. Hallelujah. You got to come on to the winning side. This is the winning side. The devil had you down too long. The devil had us bound too long. God is saying, now take up your mat and walk. Hallelujah. And I give you permission tonight to be free. I give you permission tonight to walk with God. I give you permission tonight to walk into the deep with God. I give you permission to be free in every area of your life, free in your mind, free in your heart, free in your body. Huh? You will not be bound again. Hallelujah. Complete freedom from complete obedience to God, total surrender to God. He will direct your path. He will lead you. Hallelujah. Don't be prophecy chasers. Don't chase every word. Don't chase every preacher. Chase God. Go into your secret place. Hallelujah. Put that alcohol down. Hallelujah. Because God got a new cup. Hallelujah. There's a brook that never dries up with God. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You will never thirst again. Hallelujah. God wants you to be free. He wants you to walk with prosperity in your health. Hallelujah. Your sickness is not the destination. But healing is the destination. And I just speak healing for those that are sick. Hallelujah. By his stripes you shall be healed. I speak healing in your body right now. Hallelujah. Dear Father. Thank you, Father. We just thank you right now for healing, Father. Take up your mat and walk. Trust God. Have faith. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Don't stop with your sickness. Speak to that sickness. You do not belong here. You is here illegal. Hallelujah. Because he already paid the price for this sickness. I will not be bound. You have to loose your grip now. I speak healing over my body. I speak healing in my body right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You got to use the weapons that you have. This is a battle. We got to open your mouth. Life and death is in the power of your tongue. You got to speak. Use your mouth. Everyone's quiet and don't. No, use your mouth. Speak. Be bold. Speak to it. Cast that mountain into the sea. Cast that sickness into the sea. Cast that disease into the sea. Cast that addiction into the sea. That strife. The enemy is lying to you. He's saying, oh, this is God's will. This is what God always, God's will, I'll be healed. The enemy is lying to you, and he wants you to believe what he's speaking. And if you believe it, you will have it. And it will grow. It will take root. So you need to uproot it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. I just thank God for his word. I hope it penetrates, and I just pray that it will penetrate your heart and for us to just to move forward in God and not fall by the wayside. And just be soldiers and come together. Let's be on one accord. You know, let's love our brothers and sisters. Let's not judge. Let's not judge our brothers and sisters because of what they're going through. We're in the battle together. You don't leave a fallen soldier behind. You're supposed to be standing there in the gap. You're supposed to be right there with your brother, pulling him out. Hallelujah. But a lot of us, we just leave on our own and like, well, there go another pastor that failed. And we judge him. And we're supposed to be lifting him up. The world can do that. But us as saints, we are commanded to stand with them, to pull them out, to persevere with them, to help carry that burden. Hallelujah. It's not saying carry your brother's burden by yourself. No, you help as they move forward. You help them with it. You share it. Hallelujah. I wanna just do an altar call for those that don't know Christ. And maybe this is your first time hearing a message like this, or it's not your traditional message. But I just want to do an altar call. I wasn't set free in four walls. I was on the streets doing my thing. And it really took worldly people to say, you don't belong here. There's something about you. I'm in a club drunk, and people are speaking to me saying, why are you here? You shouldn't be here. You don't belong here. And I'm saying, man, even God's mercy following me. Hallelujah. His mercy is what protected you. It's what's giving you a second chance. It's his mercy. Hallelujah. He don't want one person to perish, one sheep to perish. He will leave the 99 and go back for you. For you. Hallelujah. But if you, I just want to just repeat after me. Lord God, I just know that I'm a sinner, Father. Lord God, I ask you, Father, to just be my Lord, be my Savior, Father. Cleanse me from my unrighteousness, Father. Lord God, I just thank you for dying on the cross for my sins, Father. Lord God, I just confess openly before every man, Father. Lord God, salvation from you, Father. Lord God, and I remove all sin and doubt, Father, out of my mind, Father, and I will take up my mat, Father, and follow you, Father. I will throw my net down, Father, and follow you, Father. Lord God, I just pray your Holy Spirit will just fill me, Father, to teach me, Father, in your ways and your statutes, Father. Lord God, and just use me, Father. I'm an empty vessel, Father. Fill me up, Father. Fill me up, Father. Renew me and strengthen me, Father. And lead me, Father, into your kingdom, Father. And Lord God, we just thank you and just praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, for your Son. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's any comments or questions, you could press 1, and the host will allow you to get through. I just want to, I'm kind of long-winded, so I have to make myself stop. This is 30 years of testimony that is within me, so we could be here for days, but I just want to allow any comments or questions. And you can do so at this time.
Glory to God. Yeah. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International, Kingdom Daughters Intercessors. Glory to God. If you are on the phone lines and you accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you can contact us and we will send you a an audio version of the Bible or a Bible. You can contact us at kingdomdaughters1@yahoo.com. Let us know. We want to stand in a faith fight with you. If you have a prayer, we would love to pray for you. Also, glory be to God. And I enjoyed the word of God, a man of God. I know personally about the effects of a testimony and telling what God has done for you in your life. Like the man of God said, we have to tell. I told God, you know, I don't promise God nothing, but I promised him, as you bless me, keep me, I'm going to run and tell somebody. Glory be to God. So if you're on the lines and you have a prayer request, a praise report, a testimony, I'm going to open up the lines now. If you have noise in your background, can you please mute your phone? Okay, the lines are now open for any praise reports, testimonies, or if you have a prayer request. So the man of God can come in agreement with you. God say when two come touching and agreeing on anything,
hallelujah,
it shall be done. So prayer is a powerful thing, especially when you're praying with someone that can get a prayer through. Glory to God. So, again, at this time, the lines are open. I yield the line back.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Well, my testimony is...
You have to push the one.
Say it again.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. You have a comment or a question?
I have a testimony.
Okay.
How God changed my life is still making changes in my life.
Amen.
You know, I was out in the clubs and listening not to women and selling drugs and, you know, just hanging out, you know. And I went to penitentiary, and that's when I really got my life right, you know. Sometimes
Amen.
You have to go to some places that you don't want to go to get where you need to be at.
Amen.
But anyway, I was in the pen, and these guys, they used to tell me, like, big man, you don't look like you're supposed to be here. You know, it's something like your testimony, John. You know, it was like, big man, you don't look like you're supposed to be here. I'm like, I don't. I said, but, you know, hard head makes something behind. I had to lay it down until. But anyway, I got into my Bible, man, and God started showing me different visions, which he had been showing me visions all my life. I wasn't paying attention to them. But I just wanted to just thank God, you know, for bringing me through, man. And,
amen.
You know, I go out sometimes and, you know, just hang out for a little while, but I don't mess with the drugs or nothing no more. But, you know, I have people offer me drugs like, man, go on, take this right here. You know, just pay me when you get on your feet. I'm like, no, man, I'm trying to go another route, man. I want to do it the right way. We'll do it the God way.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, you know, when you're trying to do right, you know, it seems like you ain't getting nowhere. But you know what I do then, Johnny? I get down on my knees and let my face hit the floor. I ask God, Lord, knowledge, understanding, and wisdom.
Hey man, you gotta get more hungry for God, you know, because you don't want to straddle the fence, you know. You don't want to carry your net, your path into what God's trying to do is not gonna work, you know. There's gonna be a collision because God's not gonna share His glory. You can't serve Him and serve your path, you know. That's two gods. So you gotta really. I just pray that God will just start giving you a hunger like never before. To total surrender. You gotta total surrender to Him. He's a jealous God.
Yeah, I know.
You say God deliver you, and then you preach that, and you're doing something else. You know, it kind of it'll bring shame to you. So I just pray that God continue. I thank God for what He did in your life, man. Thank you for your comments. I know God's going to continue to strengthen you. Get around more believers. You know, going to keep you grounded, keep you rooted, so you won't be easily, you know, fall back to the past or to your old lifestyle.
Right.
Amen.
Minister, are you on the speakerphone? Your voice started doing the double. Hello?
I'm not on the speakerphone.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, but now
it's
I hear you better, though.
Here.
Okay, I hear you better now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
I would thank God for the comment. And feel free to call the Prophetess Hannah and the numbers to get info and get prayer and that they can continue to stay with the people of God and we can stay together and commune together and just see each other through our circumstances.
Yeah. And man of God, you stay encouraged in the Lord. I pray that God will stir up everything that's in the inside of you, everything that's lying dormant, may come alive right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
And you shall be what God has called you to be. He shall continue to take you from glory to glory in Him. I pray that He will continue to open the eyes of your understanding so your eyes will be enlightened in the name of Jesus. That you will get more understanding as you read your word. You will hear Him clearer and see even more deeper visions as He lead and guide you. I pray that the angel of the Lord will go before you and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I thank authority over any comments that were said or spoken over you. I curse them from the root, any words, and they shall not rise, as Jesus cursed the fig tree, and it did not rise, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Right now, I speak that every dead thing in you must come alive right now, in Jesus' name. Just receive it, because faith is now, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, and continue to praise Him, and continue to say no, and turn away from the world and turn away from ungodly soul ties, ungodly relationships. He's going to continue to send you godly relationships. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that the warring angels is warring on His behalf in the name of Jesus. And His guardian angels and His ministering angels and His destiny angels is taking Him into His destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God.
Thank you, Father.
Your holy name, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory
thank
be
you,
to
Father.
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank God for that prayer.
You go ahead, man of God.
I just want to acknowledge once again for filling in for Apostle Carl Flowers and his lovely wife, Prophetess Angel Flowers, for the opportunity to just speak. speak and allow God to just speak to his people and just keep them in prayer and just keep the Evangelist Hannah and Prophetess Teresa in prayer. And that God will continue to strengthen them and as God leads them to do more things for the body and for their sacrifice, that they will reap a harvest in season. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, Minister Mueller, I just want to thank you for coming on and filling in for the apostle. I bet any spirits of backlash or retaliation for the word that you brought forth tonight. I pray that God will fill you for depositing the word of God into his people even the more in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, you will continue to supply every need for the man of God and for his family in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Thank you, Lord God.
As you use the man of God, people will be set free, delivered, and healed in the name of Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow as he speak your word, as he tell his testimony, in the mighty name of Jesus, God.
Lord.
I thank you for the man of God.
Father.
I thank you that your warring angels is warring on
Father.
His behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus,
Father,
I thank you, Lord God.
Father.
He dwells under the secret place of the Most High God. He abandoned made stable in
by
you, God.
Spirit,
I thank you, Lord God, that you will continue to keep him. And no one shall not his dwelling, because that's what your words say, God. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's holy name,
right,
I pray, amen, and glory to God. Amen to God.
Hallelujah.
You can close us out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. I just honor you, Father, for this word, Father. Just continue to ignite us, Father, and reignite our fire, Father. Lord God, that we will hunger and thirst after righteousness, Father, in this day and age, Father, in this season, Father. Lord God, just declare freedom, Father, to your people, Father. Lord God, to your ministers, Father. Lord God, just speak, Lord God, that you'll dispatch your angels around them, Father, as a hedge of protection, Father. Those that are listening, Father. Lord God, those that's in their car, sorry, wherever they may be, Father, I just send forth your angels, Father, to just be around them and protect them, Father. Lord God, we just honor you. We just glorify you, Father. No weapon formed against your people shall prosper, Father. Lord God, nothing will come nigh their dwelling, Father. Lord God, I just stand here and I just, as an oracle from you, Father, Lord God, that you will fill us up, Father. Lord God, that you will restore our paths, Father. Lord God, that you will bring restoration, Father. And Lord God, those that accepted you, Father, Lord God, that might be intimidated, Father, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, a grace, Father, to them, Father, that they will call, Father, and get encouragement, Father. And Lord God, that we will have the words to speak to them and help them, Father, and to build and mold them, Father, in your image, Father. Lord God, and we just honor you. We just glorify you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. And Lord God, we praise you for what you're doing, what you have already done, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we just speak the blood, Father, upon every listener tonight, Father, on their doorposts of their heart, Father, that they will protect the word that you have given them, Father. And Lord God, we just thank you, and I just honor you right now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
God. Amen. And restoring the path to dwell in, come on, every first and third Monday at 8 p.m. with Apostle Carl Flowers and Prophetess Angel Flowers. Glory be to God. And again, we thank you all who's called in on the line and over the internet. Glory to God. And you all continue to have a blessed evening.
Amen. You too. God bless you.
Good night. God bless you, man of God. Good night.
Thank you.